We are 13 nights away from WrestleMania. Ronda and Absolution have some beef. Sasha and Bayley duke it out. And Ron tells Sheamus to get these hands. All on Raw coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Where the lights at, though? All right, so this is dedicated to Johnny. Obviously, he is not here. He's been playing 90s hip-hop for a while, so I might as well just keep the trend, even though it's a whole new cast today. But let me just kind of get into it. So Johnny's not here. He's working, so don't worry. He's coming back. Marquita's not here. She's working, too. She's coming back. And then True Hobo, he's working, too, so he's coming back. So they wanted to give you guys Raw. They didn't want to cancel it, so we got a whole new panel. They are all wrestling fans, so don't worry about it. So, to my left, Anissa Barr, one of the hosts for Mixed Match Challenge and Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly.
Yeah.
Then we have Evan Mack, one of the hosts for Mixed Match Challenge.
Word up. It's your boy Mad Mack. What up?
Okay. And then we have Michael Patterson, the intern.
What's up, everybody?
For AfterBuzz TV. Super fan wrestling.
Definitely.
So let's kind of get into it because we have a lot to cover in little time. DMX, I know somebody's trying to call me in the chat last week. I know a little bit about hip hop. I know who this is. Just want to let you know. Anyways, so let's start off.
You don't know about hip hop?
It's just, you know, a little banter. We good. No beef. Roman Reigns confronts Brock Lesnar. So this has kind of been going on a few weeks. What do you guys think about this? How do you think this is gonna end up?
Girl, listen.
No,
it's interesting. Roman's doing his thing, man. They trying to make Roman a sympathetic figure. Listen, Roman's going to get the brakes beat off him quite often. He might get the upper hand next week, but he's getting the brakes beat off him right now because they're trying to drive home the point that Brock is the bad guy. Because it's going to get rowdy. That international crowd does not play. They're unforgiving. They're relentless. And they're trying to soften the blow for Roman when he walks into the Superdome. That's about it. Trust me, they're trying to soften it up because it's gonna get rough in there.
Are you agreed? Disagree?
Yeah, it's gonna be bad. I mean, these kind of segments, you know, it's just they don't really do much for me anymore. I mean, it's cookie cutter. I mean, Heyman even calls it out in the beginning where he's like, you know, I'm gonna say all this, and then Roman's gonna come all in with his music. It's the same old stuff. The only thing that's really keeping me in this feud is this match at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. You know, the taste that we got from them at WrestleMania 31.
Right.
You know, before they was interrupted by Rollins, like. I'm looking forward to that, and that excites me.
Now, do you think this could be a match? Because, as we all know, WrestleMania could be a long day. Could this be a possible match that, if it weren't to happen, you would be like, "All right, I'm cool with that."
No, I think it has to happen for many reasons because Brock's not around. So somebody got to take the title from him. Will it be WrestleMania? It should be, but I don't know. But it has to happen. Mm-hmm. Listen, y'all been forcing Roman down my throat for a year now. Y'all, ever since he got destroyed last year on Raw in the middle of the ring, I was there live. It was rough. Like, he couldn't get a word out. And like they've been trying to like milk him to this point now to take the title. So it got to happen.
I'm over Brock Lesnar. He's like Disneyland.
It's too much.
Yeah.
He's Disneyland.
He's like Disneyland.
Yeah.
Every time you want to go to Disneyland, it's a great attraction once in a while. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just over it.
Over
it's like, dude, like,
right?
Give the championship to Roman Reigns. After Roman Reigns, give it to freaking Braun Strowman.
Oh, my God.
After that, Braun Strowman versus John Cena, so John Cena could be the 17-time champion. After that, do John Cena versus Finn Balor.
Did you just reference
there
the,
you go.
You referenced the GOAT. I heard you referenced the GOAT, John Cena.
Yeah, I did, but it...
That's the sound of the GOAT.
Did he just bat?
That is the sound of the GOAT.
Oh, all right, so we are all looking forward to this this match. As I pose the question, I mean, it's kind of one of those things. I do want to see it, but it's just like I wouldn't miss it. It didn't happen in WrestleMania.
Yeah, I ain't gonna cry about it.
So moving on, Nia Jax defeats Mickie James. Kind of, you know, this was all a setup. I'm actually really loving this storyline because they didn't really have. It felt like we wanted Nia to have some personality. She's kind of getting some personality. People are actually kind of coming to her side. People want to see her kick Alexa's, you know, behind. Mm-hmm. So how are you guys feeling this kind of match for tonight?
I didn't like the storyline at first. I thought it was. I said on the Mixed Match Challenge. I thought it was disgraceful how they were calling her Fat Nia.
Like body shaming her and stuff.
Body shame her when weeks ago, or months ago, I should say, she told somebody on the internet, hey, don't teach your daughter to call me that. That's mm-hmm. not acceptable.
Right.
So I'm just a little concerned. Why would you say that online and then be okay with this as a storyline? Mm-hmm. But it is interesting. At the end of the day, I feel that Nia's going to win the championship. And
wow.
the fact that she is giving personality, because we know her as being mean, being raw mm-hmm. and tough, and now it's getting that emotion side that yeah. we now get to see.
It's true.
Yeah, I like that we're seeing a different side of her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I didn't think her heel persona really worked for her. I mean, it works in terms of her size, but it just wasn't super believable.
Right.
And I think, and I agree with you, I think she's probably going to win the title at Mania too.
Wow.
And I think giving her that title and giving her that spotlight will help her stand out on Raw with a super saturated roster. I just think giving her that title, well, I think will give her the confidence that she needs to really step into that like stardom role.
That's well said. Mm-hmm. It's interesting as far as like babyface goes. Like it kind of goes both ways sometimes. Sometimes you're not supposed to be a heel. Sometimes you get over by being a babyface. Mm-hmm. Same with Bliss. Bliss wanted to be a babyface, you know, and then her career changed when she went heel. You know, yeah. So I think it's very interesting to see the dynamic that in the transition that Nia seems to be making into the babyface role.
Well, you also see that if you watch like Total Divas and stuff like that, you see her personality,
yeah.
and then you understand why this is probably a better fit for her at the moment.
It's true.
My only concern is that Alexa's so good on the mic yeah. that when and if Nia gets the belt, she wouldn't be able to hold it together as far as on the mic skills.
It's true.
So it's just kind of like, you know, a lot of women are kind of building that up. But, you know, I'm hoping that she's been practicing and she's ready for it. And even though she's kind of babyface, she's going to be able to kind of handle her own. So yeah. I am rooting for Nia to kind of get that belt as well.
Yeah. Nice.
So moving on from that, we have a Stephanie and Triple H vignette. How do you guys like like this, they're training at 12. Well, Stephanie posts that on her social media all the time.
That's the power couple,
she
man.
She does. She's yeah. always been doing that.
That's Jay-Z and Beyoncé and wrestling, man. That's the first family. That's the first. That's the first. That's the first.
I don't think you should compare him to Jay-Z and Beyoncé.
I just did.
Well, I love how I just did.
I know, but I don't think
that's the first family.
I love how Ronda was like, yeah, like you're a badass. You're a badass with personal training. Like that's kind of
right.
Yeah, it's pretty savage.
Oh, I like that. I liked it though.
That was pretty nice.
I'll give her one for the entire time she's.
I just
back.
Didn't like the part where like Triple H said like, oh, like she's a McMahon, blah blah blah. I'm like kind of making seem like, oh, I worked my butt off to death. You married into the family, homeboy.
Well, don't act like he wasn't putting in work before that, though. Let's.
But no, I'm not saying like I'm not downing on him. I'm right. just saying like as an obvious fan, like a regular fan that doesn't yeah. really know too much as a mark, I should say.
Right.
Was like, oh my God, you're not really part of the family. You've been married to her twice, but like at the same time, I don't really care for this match.
It should be interesting to see. Though.
It's interesting, but. What I really hope is that they come out to My Time, their theme song back in the 90s. Come out to that theme song. I would
cool.
be so excited and very excited about that.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
Now, are you not looking forward to it because of the story or because of the match itself?
The match itself.
That's interesting.
Yeah, see, I can kind of agree with that. Yeah. I don't, like, I'm sure Ronda's training very hard. And
right.
she posted a video on social media a couple days ago of her training. It was a body slam.
Yeah.
And it didn't really do it for me. Like, the Ronda Rousey, the character, I'm super excited about. I love Ronda Rousey, followed her in MMA, mm-hmm. very excited. Mm-hmm. But wrestling is something, and obviously I've never trained in the ring, so I can't, you know, say this is how you got to do it.
We all haven't, it's okay.
But it sounds like it's something that takes a ton of time, and
it does.
Just don't know if she'll be ready to put on a WrestleMania caliber match, despite her character.
Yeah, yeah. With all due respect, though, Shane can't, though.
I think Shane's got the ability, though.
Shane's
the
one who's
he's got
the charisma,
oh,
too.
Oh, right. Shane jumps off the top of something, and he confuses everybody like he has any wrestling ability. This dude's been born into the family. He's still getting wrestled. So it can't be any worse.
So yeah, that's exciting. Vince McMahon Jr.
It can't be any worse.
So here's the deal. I think with the thing with Ronda and the... I understand the storyline. I understand what they're trying to do. Like I've said before in different shows, is that the thing with... She's in a really interesting position because she has such a name. They can't put her on, you know, live shows for a while until she builds up, you know, that kind of in-ring ability with the audience, right? So they're putting her in this big matchup, and she's training, but it's we kind of refer that to that as, like, as athletes, as like practice champs. Like, you look great, you know, in the ring with that person who's not going to be, like, you know, you don't have the practice of being in front of thousands of people or millions of people actually performing all this. So it's just kind of like, do you have the experience to, you know, deal with the fears, perform it, not hurt yourself, not hurt somebody else, and make it believable that people are going to love you? That's a lot of layers, then compounded for WrestleMania.
We got to give her a shot, though. You know, she's in a tag match, so she's protected in a certain way. It's not a one-on-one match.
Right.
Like I don't argue with the big wigs of WWE, man. They putting this match on, so I'm rocking with it. Until she doesn't do it, then...
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's almost like a setup to fail. Like, hopefully she does, because she's an athlete. She's put in work. She went to Olympics. So it's not to say that she's going to bend under pressure. However, this is a whole new... She's been doing judo since she was, like, 5. Mm-hmm. Her mom used to jump over couches and, like, give her an armbar. Like, mm-hmm. she's been doing that. Like, that's her, like, her second nature. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yes, she's a good athlete, and she'll probably pick it up. Mm-hmm. But it's just a lot, a tall order to pick up on such a big venue.
You're gonna find out.
And so, there's a lot of pressure on her because everyone's wanna see what she's gonna be able to do.
She signed up. She knows what she's doing. We're gonna see.
Well,
it's WrestleMania. This is live, baby. Yeah. You gotta sink or swim on that when it comes down to that.
Yeah. I am kinda seeing, you know, interested to see, you know, Stephanie looks great in the gym, but, you know, pushing sleds around and
Stephanie McMahon was never a great wrestler. I mean, even look at what No Mercy, her versus her own dad in 2003.
It's amazing.
That wasn't even that great of a match. So
they slipped in some 205 Live for us. So Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali defeats Drew Gulak and TJP. How do you guys... I know he's probably not going to come back for a while, if ever. I am kind of missing Enzo. He was definitely a life of the show. I understand why it all transpired, but it just feels like that spark is kind of gone.
Not Neville. Neville was a spark.
Neville was a spark, yeah. Like, with all due respect. But Enzo brought something to 205 Live, mm-hmm. but Neville being a legitimate champion.
Right.
And the best he's ever been, the best shape of his entire life, he carried that show.
Okay, so... When Neville showed up, when Neville was a part of 205 Live, did you watch
every single episode
as well with Enzo?
Not as much.
Okay,
that was the opposite.
See, because with all due respect, like, I love Enzo. I love Enzo more than a lot of people did, but he wasn't ready for that. He's not ready. He wasn't ready for that. Just because he could talk, don't mean he could wrestle.
Exactly.
And like this, people can say whatever you can. You have to have both. You know what I mean? He could talk a good game, but he cannot wrestle. The moment Big Cass left him, he was drowning.
Yeah.
He was drowning. And that's why Neville left. Whether right or wrong, I think it was a little childish. But he left because he's like, I'm not dropping a match at this dude anymore. I'm not going to lose to Enzo again.
I don't blame him.
He's like, to this guy, I kill myself in training. I am not losing this guy.
I don't blame him.
And listen, you can say whatever they want to say about him walking out, but I know why he walked out.
Yeah.
He's like, look at this. And nobody likes Enzo in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Nobody. And it's one of those things where Neville's like, this guy? Okay.
I think it's because they saw Enzo on a tape cassette or a tape VH, whatever you want to call it, and was like, wow, this guy can talk.
He can. One of the best
that's
ever.
It. And right. That's what they should have kept him as a manager. That's it. Don't put him in the ring. Yeah, as much as he wants to do it.
100%.
There's certain ways that you can, like Lana, she had barely wrestling now.
Well, she's doing like a lot. She's trying. She's not giving up, as she said. She's doing a lot of live shows.
You know what?
They've definitely took her off TV for sure.
Well, and Enzo served his role for me as a person that I wanted to see get beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was at No Mercy when he won the title, and it pissed me off. Like it killed the whole building.
It's cool until you win. You're like, oh wait a minute, he won the title?
Yeah, I was sitting there. I was like, there's no way he's going to win. And then he wins, and the whole place is just silent. It killed the whole building.
They didn't know what to do.
But like he's the kind of character that I didn't like, and I really wanted to see him lose.
Right.
And so, like, I think he served his purpose as a character, but yeah, I mean, he just... You cannot honestly say that he put on a good match.
Do you think that his... Like, he reflected his character so much onto his real life?
Like I said, let me preface myself. I love Enzo, but the facts are the facts. Right. That's exactly what he did.
Mm.
Every veteran wrestler was like, he started believing his own stuff. And and he's not the only wrestler that does that, and that's why they fail. That's why the wrestlers, you know, disappear, because
mm-hmm.
they start smelling themselves too much. And Enzo was no exception. And everybody in the back was like, yeah, you're rubbing us the wrong way, bro. You can't do that. Oh, whatever. I got this many Twitter followers. I got this many Instagram followers.
Yeah, I know these rappers.
Should have listened when the Miz told you off.
There's real talk. And listen, and I told you, I said, I love Enzo, man, but I've been watching wrestling for a long time, and he ain't the first. He will not be the last. But you can't be like that, bro.
Well, that's the difference now with... we did a red carpet together, and you sure did not talk like that when we were doing the red carpet. So I'm looking at you like, what's...
Okay. We weren't talking about wrestling then, were we? Yeah, it's a whole different story. We talking wrestling? Yo, John Cena is the GOAT. Holler at your boy.
No.
GOAT sound.
Daniel Bryan's the GOAT.
So, Tony, you're on this, too? You're just okay. I'm just trying to...
I'm making it fun.
Sound more.
the thing too in today's society, that's why I think that's why they brought Ronda Rousey in on top of that. There's so many outlets out there. There's so much content out there. They have all these wrestling matches. They have all these wrestling organizations. WWE wants to remain on top. So to have somebody like an Enzo might pull in somebody who doesn't necessarily watch wrestling all the time.
Without question.
But they know Enzo from, you know, some rapper they saw him with on an IG page. That might bring them in.
That's
so I can
moves.
See why it would make sense.
Oh, yeah.
But the combination of both of them is possible. Obviously, that's probably not going to happen. Neville and Enzo kind of would have made it Enzo toned it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Stop feeling himself.
That's,
it might have. He'd have been
smelling himself a little bit. I love Enzo, man, but bro, you ain't better than Neville.
Well, speaking of somebody who's definitely feeling themselves all the time, Miz TV. That was I believed it for a hot second.
I was gonna say the same thing. I was like, I got punked. I really got punked.
Yeah, at least you know what punked is.
Did you not know what punked is?
Oh no.
He's young, but he know what punked.
Okay.
Ashton Kutcher version, right?
Yes. Oh look, yeah. Young Buck know what he's talking about.
So I really love the fact that he was born in Cleveland, but he's like, nah, I rep LA.
He's like, yo, kinda, I want y'all to know I'm the heel, guys. Don't cheer me.
Yeah. Kind of rep LA.
I'm an A-lister.
Yeah. So so what do you guys think of all of that? So Miz essentially brings out the Miz to Roz. He's saying that they're failing them. They kind of do this song and dance. Seth and Finn come out. They're, you know, kind of baiting the Miz to Roz against Miz. They're thinking that they're going to turn on Miz. Turns out that it was all a ruse.
It's called acting.
I liked it. Craft. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was. They had me going.
I had me going, and honestly, I liked when... I love The Miz. Everyone knows I love The Miz. That's who I like, because he always brings in a little personal stuff.
Yep.
A little bit here and there when he does his promos. When he brought the Bo Leave stuff, he should have brought up his dad as well. It would have been a little funny. Mm-hmm. And as well as when he brought Mr. Perfect, that's a sensitive subject. Mm-hmm. Saying that he's going to, in 34 days, he's going to be the longest reigning IC title. Hell yeah. So I hope he keeps, as much as everyone knows I love Finn Balor, but I hope he keeps the belt. But I feel like they're not going to let him keep it, because obviously Maryse is pregnant. She's very
close to any second.
Yeah, so hopefully he retains.
Well, honestly, I think it's time for someone new.
Right.
And honestly, when you look at the potential match after WrestleMania in Balor versus Rollins for the Intercontinental title, that is the money match right now.
But it's like a remake of the WWE championship, or whatever, the Universal Championship, sorry.
I agree, I could see that every pay-per-view, and I would be I mean, I'm like a huge Rollins fan, I may be a little biased.
That's fine.
But
Jesus, Tyler Black.
Those two are some of like the best performers on the roster, right, in my opinion.
Yeah, no.
And so I could watch them wrestle in circles for years.
It's true, brother.
And so, like, that's the match. When I found out this is a triple threat, it was just the best of both worlds.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, I feel like we're just gonna have Miz out, knocked out somewhere, and then them two just go at it.
Well, and I think they even played into the fan suspicions in that, and that it kind of ended with the two, you know, fighting over the belt before Balor stood tall.
Right.
He definitely is due for a title. I mean, because he never lost the title.
Right.
You know what I mean? Balor is due. So.
But I want to be. I would like to see Balor hold the title, because he is pretty much the leader of Balor Club.
Makes sense for him to have a title.
And then Anderson and Gallows hold the titles. That'd be.
Why not?
Well, that would be
Evolution
be
like 3.5.
Why not?
Yeah.
So we'll definitely see what happens with that. I am definitely comfortable with either Seth or Balor, Finn getting it. But I kind of feel like the whole thing with Miz talking about how WWE doesn't respect him and he hasn't been hurt, he hasn't been injured, he's always, like, you know, put forth at the company.
True
he's
talk.
Always there all the time. I'm still kind of conflicted whether it's true or not, or they're just playing into our, you know, not necessarily trying to feel sorry for the Miz, but it's just kind of like, okay, they're going to make him lose the belt. And he goes, you know, obviously he's a father and all this good stuff, which is great. But I wonder if that's going to lead to another storyline where it's like, look, they set me up. And so I'm kind of eager to see what's going to happen after WrestleMania.
Like the Miz Charles is going to set him up or something?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting.
It's possible.
Interesting thing. moving on, Asuka defeats Jamie Frost.
Well, that was fun.
It was really fun.
Want to have more fun?
Yes.
Sure. Learn and grow in all different areas of your life. For those who do, we have a great podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrities, influencers, interviews alongside with secrets, tips on how to better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career relationships, finances, and more. Let Maria be your big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate, comment, and let Maria know what was sent to you there. Conversations with Maria podcast edition. Check it out.
Check it out.
Speaking of somebody who needs a big sister, Jamie Frost. She didn't fare too well with Asuka. She actually, I believed she was good on the mic. Like, I actually kind of believed, like, I didn't believe it, but if it was in another world where Asuka, you know, hasn't lost, then I kind of believed that this would have gone a little bit longer. But, you know, kudos to her.
Yeah,
I think you're out. Yeah, when you face somebody like Asuka, you know you're not going to win. Like, it's your opportunity to, you know, take the mic, do your thing, show up, and have a good match. Make Asuka look good. Make yourself look good. That's what your job is in a match of that kind of caliber. And I think she did good.
Yeah, because they've had other women who've come up. I think the one with Nia Jax a couple weeks ago, and they've never, as far as I can remember, given somebody who's not a WWE superstar the mic. So they probably know that what she's capable of, and now they're going to test her on
why not
national television.
Yeah,
they've done that segment before where they would just have a quote unquote jobber. As Charlie comes up and talks to them and everything. I remember when it was like Scarlett, she's actually a wrestler. She was wearing like the boss's t-shirt and then that Nia nominated her and everything. They did that to her, gave her the mic. But I don't know. If Asuka's gonna go after Charlotte's championship, why is she like, is she doing the John Cena thing, going both shows?
Yeah, I was going to do whatever the hell she wanted to do.
I understand that, but
it felt like a video game. You know those video games where somebody who's been like, you know, they're very versed in the video
Mortal
game.
Mortal Kombat.
Yes. And pretty much take them down in less than a second. Yeah. It was entertaining. I liked it. Yeah. I loved the fact that it didn't go on too long.
Yep. I like the slap.
Yeah, it was pretty much, she tried. Asuka was like, not happening. You're out. Speaking of somebody who's possibly out, we never know what's going to happen this. Woken Matt Hardy. He declares that he's going to be part of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale.
Yeah, I heard reports that Jeff Hardy was coming today, and Dean Ambrose, and I'm just like, oh, I don't think so.
There are people reaching there.
Yeah,
WWE fans, usual, wrestling fans,
Guys, don't believe everything on
reaching,
the internet.
Hoping, same difference.
They don't got nothing going on. They got to make up extra stuff, man. Y'all need to just watch the show. Watch the show. Dean Ambrose, Jeff Hardy, he got a couple things he need to figure out before he get on any show.
Okay, maybe he's already figured out. Anything is possible. I think The Rock is going to be there. People call me out like it's not, but I mean, I have some intel that it's possible.
Dwayne can get up from his busy schedule in his Learjet to make it to the Superdome. Holla at your boy.
And it's traveling gym.
Yeah, holla at your boy.
Traveling gym.
Rock, if you can all bless us for 5 minutes at WrestleMania, it'll be greatly appreciated.
You want to put some money on that?
Oh, I don't bet. I just go, please, Rock, please. Okay. I would love to lose that bet.
No.
Please. Yeah. Please.
I should have bet Christian Cole last year.
Goodness gracious.
Well, but something else.
Drop down on your little helicopter or whatever you do, man, and raise your eyebrow. And
you just show up on the Great White Gorilla from Rampage.
They come in on the Great White Gorilla from Rampage.
Oh, boy.
Drop the people's elbow.
Speaking of somebody who possibly got the people's elbow, we don't know for sure, but Sasha Banks confronted Bayley. Ooh. This friendship kind of went a little sideways. They duked it out. I was kind of waiting for this to happen. I know everybody's hoping for Bayley to turn heel. I don't know if she's necessarily ready for that, but definitely she kind of needs a revamp on her character. So what are you guys thinking?
Too late.
I wish they would have done it a little bit later. Later, honestly. Because they should have done it earlier. Okay. I agree. Okay. But at this point, I don't know why they didn't just wait until after WrestleMania.
Right.
Yeah. You know, they could have gotten a feud out of it, mm-hmm. or, you know, some sort of tag match, right. you know, grudge match, mm-hmm. and then she turns on her. It was just anticlimactic.
I understand.
The segment reminded me of when Trish Stratus and Lita were backstage and the best slap ever, where they both slapped the hell out of each other, because I can't say a curse word on here.
It's pretty good.
But it was good. It was good, and they just went at it backstage. That's what I kind of felt like to mm-hmm. me, but it was more of, hey, I'm going to throw you on this, I'm going to throw you on that. I need a slap. I need something that will make me feel, okay, you guys are legit going to go after each other like you did in NXT.
Whatever keeps Sasha from hurting herself or hurting somebody else, I'm cool. Slap would have been good. Slap would have been nice. It's much safer.
All right.
Because I don't want her to hurt somebody or end somebody's career or something
this
like that.
Backstage segment remind me of reliving a SmackDown 2006.
Can't go wrong with
when
slap.
They're just throwing makeup at each other and crap.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It is wrong with that. We're in today's age.
You can't slap nobody anymore?
Well, I'm saying the slap. I'm talking about...
Oh, you don't want any
throwing each other, going on top of each other. Like, it's crap.
So ridiculous back in the day.
Ridiculous. Slap the crap out of somebody.
Oh, so God. Are you guys hoping... is this a match that could... if it was in WrestleMania, or if this is a match that wasn't in WrestleMania, would you guys be fine with it?
Yeah. I mean, I would.
Yeah, I think it's a match where it's just like I like the storyline of it, but if it didn't go through WrestleMania, they almost did a lead up to like something like SummerSlam, where now we're actually believing that.
Right.
I definitely would have.
Do
kind
you
of
think that it's going to be them two at the end for the Battle Royal, or do you think somebody's going to knock both of them out while they're beating the crap out of each other?
That's a good thought.
Yeah, I don't think it does any one of them a favor if one of them wins the Battle Royal. That might be a little bit of an unpopular opinion, mm-hmm. but if one wins over the other one, it makes the other one look terrible.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's good what you said about it kind of plants a seed for something that could go down the line. I think it's a pretty general consensus that Sasha Banks is better as a heel.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's good that they turn her now, because it just gives her plenty of opportunities moving forward.
I agree. It depends. I just never know how the international crowd is going to respond. It's all about that. If it's like a pop and there's a buzz and they care about this match, mm-hmm. but if it's like just crickets for 15 minutes, they'll rethink that whole entire road they're taking. That crowd dictates a lot of stuff, man. They can change stuff, man, in an instant. So, but I still think people care about that match. I was listening to the crowd. They were oohing, and when Bayley was going at her saying, right. "You can't beat me," people were responding.
We definitely want Bayley to kind of stand up for herself. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping that it doesn't turn into those soap opera fights where it becomes more catty than wrestling.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing where it's just like when I watch.
Good thing.
Yeah. It's not, you know, I'm hoping it doesn't kind of go to that, but. I don't know. We'll see.
I think they might have just a good old fashioned NXT match like they used to have, like one of those wars. I think it's going to be a pretty good match, actually.
So we will see. So moving on, Braun Strowman. they want him to announce who his tag team partner is going to be. I think a lot of people have kind of been, you know, saying that anybody. What's your ideas as far as who's his partner going to be?
I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard any rumors mm-hmm. or anything. I've purposely tried not to look for rumors on something like that. Because that's one of the few stories that I'm really
invested in. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because everything Braun Strowman does is good.
Right.
Like, I cannot think of anything within the past, like, I'd even say 6 months Braun Strowman's done mm-hmm. that is not good.
I agree.
And the fact, you know, I mean, he could even not have a partner and have a 2-on-1 match.
Straight up and win both titles.
And I'd still be okay with it.
Right.
Like, because that's just, not only is it unique, it would just be hilarious.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
So what we were talking about last week is possibly Elias, because even though they've been kind of going up against each other, their on-screen personas is actually kind of funny. Mm-hmm. So if he's like, if I have to get a partner, then, I mean, I can kind of sort of stand Elias.
Gives him something to do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, out of the locker room. So kind of that's kind of been the rumors, but we'll see. But mm-hmm. he hasn't announced, But, you know, the bar came out and they're like, we want to know who your partner is going to be. Mm. And Braun's like, I will let you know after one of you, Sheamus, comes and gets these hands.
Get them hands, boy.
Which, there was a one point in the match where it felt like, we all obviously knew Braun was going to win, or that's what I assumed. But kind of one point in the match where Sheamus was kind of taking care of Braun a little bit. So was that a little bit of a weakness? Is that showing what's going to be happening at WrestleMania? What do you guys think?
They just don't want the crowd to think that he's just going to beat the brakes off. They got to remind people that Sheamus is a former champion.
Exactly.
Sheamus used to be, you know what I mean, a solid, great champion, beating John Cena clean, you know what I mean? Like, they want to remind everybody, like, there's still Sheamus now, y'all. It's not just going to be a cakewalk. It's just, and you know, and chopped liver, Cesaro is not chopped liver, you know what I mean? So it's, I think that's what it was, more.
Have
more
you seen Cesaro in the Indies?
I have. So what are you okay. trying to say? Okay. Where's your point though?
Okay.
What was your point there though? Okay. I just want to know what
liver. Okay.
I said that's what people act like he is because you know he can't because okay. he can't talk.
Okay.
He can wrestle but he can't talk.
He's got a point.
That's why he's been buried for so many years because he can't talk.
Hey man.
Is it wrong? Am I wrong?
I'm not gonna say anything. Yeah. This is your guy's problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds very.
We'll talk
that's
about
that. I was like, maybe you should switch seats.
I know.
That's
right?
WWE though. It's real though.
Yeah, I know. But you know, you're,
am I wrong?
Your working wrestling relationship is bleeding into the Raw show.
Sheamus, I love you.
Yeah. Oh my. Speaking of love, Absolution try to recruit Ronda over to the Absolution side. Paige is actually really. I mean, has it been? Have they said Paige for sure is no longer going to be wrestling?
They haven't said nothing.
So,
no confirmation.
So she's been, I mean, hopefully she can because obviously that's her passion. She's been doing it for a very long time. But great mic skills. She's kind of getting to that point where it's just like, if she keeps on practicing, she's going to be amazing. But she's trying to recruit Ronda over to the dark side. Ronda's mm-hmm. like, yeah, not happening. So do you think that's setting up for something after WrestleMania where, you know, hopefully Ronda does well in WrestleMania. People believe it. And that's going to be another storyline.
Don't care.
You don't care about Ronda? You don't care about
I don't care about the segment. This is ridiculous.
If it means Paige might be coming back, I'm very invested.
The two things I had a problem with this match is that they made Sonya Deville, who is actually an MMA fighter, mm-hmm. look weak. And Ronda's mic skills.
But Ronda's box office, though.
Yeah, I'm with the Mike Seals thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it was cringy to me.
Well, it's been obvious since the beginning that she's not a good talker.
Right.
And I think...
But she never had to do that.
No, I agree.
You gotta give her a pass there.
She's green there, but it was just cringy to me, the segment.
She's box office. And like, gotta talk.
And like I said earlier, I mean, that kind of stuff takes time. You can't just... Like, some people naturally can just speak in front of a huge crowd of people. But I think it was glaringly obvious after she speaks... Paige comes out and delivers her promo.
Right.
Just the tempo, mm-hmm. the way she or her inflection, the way that she pauses, it's just leaps and bounds better.
Yeah, but with all due respect, though, Paige is getting classes, though. She's been wrestling since she could crawl.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Like that's not... That's not fair, somebody, Ronda.
Somebody on the chat said that if Brock goes back to UFC, Paul Heyman might be Ronda's...
I wouldn't be surprised.
It would help her a great deal.
She would definitely.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it'd be cool, but I almost want Ronda to be her own person.
Right.
I think it would be good if she got paired with Heyman initially, but I think down the line it would be way cooler if Ronda was her own person and could be, you know, that badass in the ring and on the mic.
It's the she unlost, didn't have to rely on man, it's the else. Lost art of a manager, man. People just act like you just don't need one anymore.
Well,
the thing is,
some people are really it's natural to them, and some people work at it, and some people work at it and it doesn't come.
That's true.
So it's like not everybody can do everything, else we'd all be rich living in mansions and nobody will be collecting our trash. Like,
yeah, but as far as it's wrestling entertainment though. Their job is to wrestle and entertain. You.
Right.
So like,
well, I was entertained. Right
there. Like I said, I like the segment because it's Ronda. Ronda's box office. You don't got to talk. Ronda got to beat people up.
Yeah, but the thing I.
But this is wrestling.
She's gonna wrestle. We have not seen her do anything in the WWE ring yet. Mm-hmm. We gotta give her at least WrestleMania, man. We can talk all the trash about her after WrestleMania. Because right now, I don't know.
I'm not talking trash about her. It's not towards her. It's the way they're making her. Look and see when it comes on the mic.
Right.
That's my problem.
I was excited about it because it's beyond the storyline of Triple H and Stephanie, and now you're actually kind of seeing her interact with the women's locker room, which she hasn't, like, she did a little bit last week, I think, when with it went dark with Dana. But it's like, now you're kind of seeing her interact with the locker room. So now it's kind of planting the seeds, like, okay, well, maybe this actually can happen. So after WrestleMania, if she goes up against Absolution and maybe she finds alliances, now there's another storyline building beyond, you know, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. So I see what you're saying with the segment, but again, we have to kind of give her, you know, room to breathe, because this is what they've given us and this is what we have to work with. And if you like WWE, like Raw, then, you know, you chew it.
Third.
Right.
Moving on. So I think this last one. Oh, no. We have Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson defeats The Miz, Taraj. Let's move on. Elias defeats Rhino. We could move on to that, too. John Cena.
The goat.
Kane.
The goat.
The goat. John Cena kind of looks, you know, brownish on your shirt, though. Is that, like, was that intentional? Is that another shirt?
This is hot off the presses of the WWE shop.
Okay.
It's super fresh DK.
Like, John is looking like kind of, you know,
like
mixed.
Goatish?
No, he's looking mixed. Maybe
the goat.
He's looking like skinned it.
Soundboard.
That is so good. So what do you guys think of this match?
Oh, God.
I mean, it hit all the things that I want to see in a Kane versus John Cena no DQ match on Raw. Yep. Like, I mean, there were broken tables. Yep. They wrestled in the crowd. Yep. They went through a barricade. It was fun. I enjoyed it, especially in a Raw that didn't have much wrestling.
Right.
Like, this was a real meaty kind of wrestling match. Well said. And I appreciated that.
Well said.
Yeah.
Sure.
Y'all are like, we're good?
Oh, no. When it comes to, I love seeing Kane, Ultimate Company, man, still wrestle, you know, and John still wrestle and do what he does as far as, you know, it's like facing like Baby Undertaker, you know what I mean? He's like, I'll fight anybody. I'll fight Baby Undertaker. Anybody comes out that looks like the Undertaker, you know, and it's just like him doing some of the Undertaker's like
moves,
you know,
yeah.
Trying to like.
At least they didn't bring like a midget Undertaker.
Listen, they wouldn't do that. Times have changed.
But not fly. You know what I mean, right?
Not in this day and age.
You know what I mean,
short sleeve
though, right?
Slam. Sansa's not coming back.
Maybe a mini Elias Sansa.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my. Don't give him any ideas.
You know, it's good to see the veterans put on a show at the end and close the show out. I love seeing that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I really do.
Mm-hmm. Obviously John Cena's Mike Skills because he's the GOAT.
Yes, he's the GOAT.
Okay, I guess it's just you. But
you just said it. You said it before I said it.
She said, I guess.
So, it feels like for the last 3 weeks, John Cena's taking us to church. Like, it's like he's calling
You don't like church? You don't like getting the word, the gospel, the scripture of John Cena?
If you're not familiar with black church, that's what John Cena feels like. And this is what Evan,
John, take you to black church. The word of the goat. TK embracing. You know you like to go to church.
No,
they got church up in Canada.
Yeah, there's church out here. I believe in Jesus, I'm good. But it feels like he's like trying to resurrect the dead. Like if you're not familiar with the church and the church culture, it's like I don't know where he picked this up from, but I'm loving it. And there's like all these little elements that if you know do go, it's just like I see what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's a nice little spin on it, so I appreciate that. Somebody's giving badass. Oh, I don't know what that's.
What's your thought process? Do you feel
I'll
since
explain that later?
but the last week, you know, you feel Undertaker's gonna come out, or do you feel are they gonna do something unprecedented and have him come out at WrestleMania?
Well, yes. I mean. That I feel
like, you know what I mean. Like the first time you ever see him is at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that he's going to come because at first it's like I feel like we already retired him. Like let the man be retired.
They retired the dead man.
Right.
Yeah.
And the fact that Kid Rock is going to be in the Hall of Fame, it just kind of makes sense. Like that's kind of what's building. But WWE has this thing that you know. We might be connecting together and we know it's going to happen. It might be something totally left field. So it feels like he's going to come back WrestleMania because of all those elements, but it might be something totally different that we weren't expecting.
Wow.
And if it's something different from that, they need to make it so good that it's like, we're okay with him not coming back. So we're kind of, you know, see. I think he is going to come back because everybody wants to see him come back, but, I mean, if they do something different, I would definitely be pleased with that.
So you have any thoughts on that at all? Like, your theories or any
Yeah, calm down as American Badass, because I want to relive my 8th grade life.
I feel you.
Well, no, my 8-year-old life, sorry.
Seriously.
9, 8, yeah, okay.
What about you?
I feel like there's just they're building in for a run-in kind of thing at WrestleMania, okay, where John Cena's going to come out and just be super pissed off, kind of like Seth Rollins when he stole the show at NXT TakeOver.
Right.
He's going to come out and just be like, why is Undertaker not here? And then the Rock shows up. And then the music hits, he rides down in the motorcycle, and everyone goes wild. I don't want to see an Undertaker match. I wish he would just be retired. Mm-hmm. I love The Undertaker, mm-hmm, but when you retire, you retire.
No.
But if he came out and interrupted John Cena and had a match with him at WrestleMania, I'd be all aboard for that.
Right. All in.
There you go.
All in, I appreciate you all for hopping in last minute.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let's start with the intern. Put yourself over.
So I'm on Twitter. I'm a journalism student. So if you want to hear some hard news or the right wrestling opinions, you can follow me on Twitter at MikePatnews. That's Mike Pat News.
I got to follow you.
The intern in the building up in
the
here.
The right wrestling.
Put himself over, brother. it's your boy, Evan T. Mac. You find me on Twitter and Instagram at Evan T. Mac. Holla at your boy. John Cena is the GOAT. Fight me if you don't agree.
Damn.
Jesus.
Damn.
Fight me.
I will fight you. I got Joey Ryan, who's one of the greatest intergender wrestlers, as well as wrestler, period.
I think we got a no DQ match coming up after this right here.
Sure, we could do a CCW match.
Me and Anissa gonna fight. We gonna fight up here one of these days.
Heck yeah. Anyway, so my name's Anissa Barr. You can follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. If you want to hear us argue about who's the greatest, watch us on the Mixed Match Challenge every one.
Third Tuesday,
guys.
Oh, it's not okay.
And women's pro wrestling, because we have. Can I say it? We got Taya.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
That's great.
Were you guys ooing because it's Taya or because of the way Taya looks?
Listen, we can ooh for both. That's two of us. Ooh.
Okay. She's a good performer. Better.
She's great.
Great lady.
Okay. Yes.
Fantastic performer. Fantastic professional.
Yep.
Okay.
TK, put yourself over. Brother.
Thank you.
Sister.
Thank you guys for joining me. Like I said, the crew, some of us will be back next week. I don't know who's going to be back, but some of the crew will be back for next week. I'm hoping they're all going to be back, but I have no idea. I just show up. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can see me on TMZ. I write for Ball Alert, Uprox.com. I also do women's pro wrestling. Like Anissa said, we have Tyra Valkyrie coming up this Wednesday. But next week, or the next week, I'm going to tease you a little bit. We actually have Brandi Rhodes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. What? Because I want to know if Flip Gordon is going to be in All In.
Other than that, we will catch you on everything. Follow us on AfterBuzz TV. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, you need to, because, you know, I saw some haters on the chat. We read that all, too. So definitely want to read that, respond to y'all, all that good stuff. We'll see y'all next week.
Come at them haters. Get them haters.
Someone said Jerk.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.